Name our Lord Jesus, we commence morning prayer session. Let's sing Him 393. Sing Him 393. How to give our thanks to our Heavenly Father. We use our first love to love Him. Let's turn to Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Then one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment.'" The Jewish rabbis had counted 613 individual regulations in the law. And they attempted to differentiate between great and the little. Because 313 regulations is too much and too complex. Complication. So they also try to summarize them. So this scribe, he went to Jesus he met this question. So Jesus said, the first commandment of all is love God with our heart, love God with our understanding, love God with our soul, love God with our strength. Last time I have mentioned love God with what's the meaning? Love God with our heart. A child told his father, "I'm tired to have Nintendo. I'm tired to have iPad, iPhone. What I want, you spend 15 minutes every day with me. I would like you spend 1 hour once a week with me." A very successful businessman. His wife told him, "Husband, I'm tired, the Gucci. I'm tired, the LV. I want your heart. Yes, you still love me, but your heart, 100% in your business. Please, give me your heart. I will satisfy. I don't want Gucci. I don't want the LV. I don't want the I don't want the Mercedes." You know what? Lord Jesus also said, "I'm tired. You do this, you do that. I want your heart." We should love God with all our understanding, all our mind. What's the meaning? Love God with all our understanding. We should increase our spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. In Paul's episodes, Paul usually emphasizes this item, knowledge. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. The love between us and Lord Jesus Christ, it is usually still have much room for us to pursue. To improve. So here, Paul mentioned, how do we improve our love between Lord Jesus and us? Paul prayed for them, "Your love may abound still more and more in knowledge." So for this reason, the Bible says, love of God with all our understanding, with all our knowledge. Sometimes we do things very zealous, but without the knowledge. So Paul also mentioned to the beloved city, people, "I know You have zealous for the God, but it is not according to the true knowledge." The knowledge is we know what is right. We know how to do it. Sometimes we use the wrong way to do the right thing because we don't have good knowledge. Yes, the intention is good. Yes, the goal is right. But we use the wrong way to do the right thing. For example, Jacob. He was admire the firstborn right. He admired. So he wanted to receive the firstborn blessing. That is a good intention. He knew that blessing not only concerned the material issue, but also concerned the spiritual issue. So that kind of desire, that kind of intention is good. But we know he used the wrong way to get it. So we need to have knowledge. We use the right way to do the right thing. We love God with all our understanding. Of course, this is also related to our wisdom. We need to pursue the wisdom above, the spiritual wisdom. This is related to our spiritual life. The knowledge usually related to our daily life. The wisdom related to our faith, our faith. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10. When wisdom enters your heart and the knowledge is present to your soul, let the wisdom enter our heart. The spiritual wisdom, the wisdom come upon from above. So Elder James, in the book of James, say, if you feel you lack the wisdom, you should ask the generous God, generous Father, to give you the wisdom. If we want to our journey of faith is successful, we need a wisdom. If we have wisdom from above, then we can love our God with all our understanding. What's the meaning, love God with all our understanding? It's related to our speech, our behavior. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Verse 14. Now thanks be to God who always lead us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. If a person loves God with all his understanding, this person can diffuse the fragrance of Lord Jesus Christ. It means this person can spread the message of Lord Jesus Christ. How could we spread the message of Lord Jesus Christ? Our speech, our behavior. If we have spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom, we can bear the witness for Lord Jesus Christ. That shows we love God with all our understanding. So we can bear the fruits according to the knowledge. And we can be united in true knowledge. As long as there are people They are division. They are argument in there. But we are a spiritual group. We are human too. How could we avoid division, the argument, the quarrelsome? Because we have true knowledge. We have spiritual wisdom. So we can be united in true knowledge. If we say we love God, but we cannot have a good relationship among each other, we cannot say we love God. We cannot say we love God with all our understanding. Indeed, we don't understand because we do not have harmony among us. We should love God with all our soul. What's the meaning? Love God with all our soul. That is the emotion. Usually when we talk about emotion, we think it's the negative side. Sometimes we say, you are too emotion. A person too emotion, usually the person will do things unreasonable. But we love God, we also love God with our emotion. What God gives us usually is good. So emotion is also born, we are born with emotion. But under the Adam, we are sinner. So we are easy to abuse many good things. Today people use the emotion abuse the emotion in the wrong place, in the wrong situation. Sometimes we can see the picture, the image from the TV or any kind of media. A group of people filled with emotion, they shouted, they dancing for whom? For modern idol. For the American idol. This kind of emotion is supposed to God, not to man or to any other things. When a team, a sport team, get the champion, that's kind of the phenomena. The fear with the emotion. That kind of emotion, I usually feel very kind of pain. If we can show this kind of emotion to God, that will be praise God. But we misuse the emotion. So we need to love God with all our emotion. So pour out our innermost throughout to God. We need to build up this kind of relationship. I can pour out my innermost thought to God. We should lift up our desire and praises to God. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 25. Psalms chapter 25, verse 1. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. David said, O Lord, I lift up my soul. He loved God with his emotion. So So we boast in the law and glorify Him. The emotion, use our emotion to praise God, to glorify Him. We enjoy His salvation. We know the salvation, and we enter the salvation, and we enjoy the salvation. So that kind of emotion is we desire. We have that kind of desire, thirst of God. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 42. Psalm 42, verse 1. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Verse 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Love God with our emotion. So there still have much room for us to pursue, to put our effort. Just like a couple, they need to manage their marriage. So the husband usually, the wife usually can say, "This is my man." The husband usually can say, "This is my lover." They are individual, but they desire, they are long, they are thirst for each other, because they pay attention to their marriage. They put their effort to manage their effort. So they usually have this kind of emotion to his spouse. So today, the relationship between God and us, we also need to manage it. Otherwise, we cannot say, "I love God." That is just in our mouth. It's not in our heart. It's not in our understanding. It's not in our emotion. For the parents and the children, that kind of love, very nature. Your children, my children, have my blood in him or her. So, no matter what, I love my children. But the husband and wife, in reality, they do not have any kind of relationship. So, husband and wife need maintain their relationship. In the same token, between God and us, there is one of the level, one of the aspect is husband and wife. God also treats us like a wife. It means we need to maintain this kind of relationship so we can love God with all our soul. We can love God emotionally. This is what God wants. I believe this is also the husband and wife they want. We should love God with all our strengths. We love God with all our soul, with our emotionally. We need to, in the public, for example, come to the church, we need to concern others. We need to concern others. This kind of emotion usually in our inner. We are long for God, just like a fire. But in the public, we also need to concern the brothers and sisters. For example, I so long for God. So in my prayer, I want to pray totality. You need to control your voice. Because our brothers and sisters pray with us together. Just like Paul mentioned. In the class, I will mention this this verse later. We love God with all our strengths. We want to give Lord Jesus everything with all our strengths. We want to obey Him. When we say we love God with all our strengths, it means we want to obey Him. We want to try our best to practice His teachings. Which teachings Lord Jesus concerned very much? Let's turn to John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse 34. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Love one another. We need to put our effort to care each other, to love each other. Just like Lord Jesus also told Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. We have younger brothers and sisters. We need to love them. We need to help them in their daily life, in their spirituality. We love God with all our strengths. So we make a resolution. We want to serve until the last moment of our lives. Just like the Lord Jesus Christ. He served God. He served us until He was crucified on the cross. Just like the Apostle Paul. He served God, served people until he was died. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Verse 6, Paul says, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Even in the last moment, he still concerned his ministry. So he wrote the letter, the second Timothy, to Timothy and for us. Serve God until the end. We show we love God with all our strengths. So now we are going to pray. Let's think about how much love between God and us. Do we really want to love God with all our heart, with all our understanding, with all our soul, with all our strength? Yes, we want. So we ask God to help us so we can reach our goal. We can love God more and more. Please come forward to pray together.